You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show. Well, get ready to measure your beards. It's that time again. Well, whatever time you put it on, it's Let's Drink with Formal Shark.
Cool. So this is episode number 10.
Number 10. Wow, we're up to 10 already.
We're 10.
We have drank. So that means how many beers have we...
By the end of this, we'll have had 30 beers.
Bloody hell.
Well, actually, we've had 30 beers anyway, because we did that pilot that we haven't released.
Yeah.
So this would be 33.
Yeah. But have the official beers.
This is going to be 30 beers. That's quite impressive.
I'm quite impressed with that. All documented.
The fact that we're still going after 10 episodes and we've not gone, you know what, I'm sick and tired of beer.
Is that ever going to happen? We'll be like 90 doing this, going, hey, you remember that time we had that good episode? Episode number nine.
I really don't know if we'll get sick of beer. If we do, we could just change it slightly and just like have a port and have a port special that goes over like 50 episodes or something.
Well, water special.
Yeah, I mean...
The one show did that.
Did they?
They had water from different areas and it was the normal drudgery of the one show.
So was it bottled water or tap water?
Tap water, and I had a bottled water and the excitement got to so much I had to go home and actually watch something decent.
Okay, are you going to, before you open it, do you want to read it?
Well, you're the reader. I'm the dyslexic.
Reader. This is 4%. It is a 330ml bottle. It's from Pinup Brewing Co. And it says, starring Honey Brown, a smooth and rich best ale brewed with honey.
It's another one from Flavourly. If you find our tweets, there's a one where you get £10 off.
You should probably retweet that at some point.
I do, I retweet it all the time.
All the time.
Nobody's done it yet, because I'm still having to pay for me bottles of beer.
What a bunch of ingrateful listeners.
Yes.
You would have thought they'd help us get
beer. I think yous get £10 off, and then if yous go for that, I get £5 off or something like that. I have done it.
I'll do yours.
Like, it's the only one I've tried, but I had done some research and it is quite good value. It works out when you're doing it properly about £2 a bottle.
Well, I wasn't expecting that.
Alright, so it's like a... Not a dark colour, it's an ambered colour.
It's a very...
It's amber, it's just you're in the dark room.
In the dark room.
If I put the light on...
So
right?
Yeah, it's a ruby ale.
Yeah, it's just... Right.
It's very dark though, it is in terms of... A ruby ale. It's a darker ruby ale.
Yes, but you were getting mixed up with light and dark. It's dark inside, so things look darker.
Yeah, but I wasn't getting mixed up between light and dark colours, you idiot. It's a dark colour when I poured it.
You can smell a lot of malt.
Oh, you can. And I like malt.
And you can smell there's a honey in that.
Well, being called honey brown. Yes. It's also brown coloured.
No, it's dark according to you.
See, I was expecting it to be a bit lighter. When it said
but
brown,
it's a brown beer, you know. What colour is brown ale? It's that colour.
Yeah, but brown ale is shite.
Yes, but...
I was expecting it just be a lighter brown. Not much lighter, but a bit more golden.
You must be shite going around bloody B&Q when you have to do a bloody colour thing. Oh, it's eggshell. I want it to be eggshell.
It's not
eggshell's
my...
too dark.
It's not weird, but it depends what kind of eggshell. You could get blue tortoise eggshell and bat eggshell, cast yellow eggshell. It's paint. They come in all sorts of stupid colours. Well, the cats moving things about and nearly breaking our necks.
So, a very clean taste to it.
Definitely clean.
You can taste the honey. Apart from that, there's not much else going on.
There's a bit of malt, but not a lot.
Not like the other three that we've had from Flavourly, because we've got a pack of four for cheap. Mm-hmm. But don't do that. Do the link. Off our Twitter.
Yeah.
There's certainly a lot more flavoursome.
You know what? I'm expecting it to have had more carbonation to it. It tastes very flat. It doesn't taste as punching pizzazzy.
It's all right. It's... You know what I mean.
I'd say if we made a really good beer, it did have a... If we were brewing ourselves a good beer and attempting this, we'd probably come out with similar. It's not got that fizz. It's not got that finished flavour.
Yeah, it's just not quite...
I mean, it's perfectly drinkable.
Oh, yes, certainly.
You can
we're
sit
not.
And session it.
You know, what I'm saying is I don't think I would pick it up again.
I wouldn't, no.
You know, It's not like one of these beers that you go, right, I'm going to buy that next. I'm going to buy that again and again and again. I know there's certainly, every time we, you know, live whatever bear,
electric bear.
Every time we go into Coppers now, we pick up
Heisenberg's double decoction.
You know, and we're actually discussing it. We might have to review it on the show. We think we gave that too low of a score last time.
Yeah.
Both of us basically had the same thought while drinking the same beer at the same time in different locations.
Completely unplanned.
Yeah.
You know what? Instantly, I'm thinking 47 or 49 or 48, something.
I would go for 49, 50, so let's go for 49.
Because it's good, but actually it's...
Don't bloody bite us! You've been fed. You can't play now.
Ben, stop trying to be part of the podcast.
If you want to be part of the podcast,
meow. Buy a beer.
Meow.
A beer.
No, he
needs to go to the shop and buy a beer.
Look, he's actually proper marked as a vicious cat.
But yeah, I'd class this close to a generic real ale.
Yes,
if you go to Tesco or Asda,
yeah,
you can buy something which has got a flavour very close to this.
We are pairing it with Tesco's Everyday Value. I think people might gather our shop at Tesco's a lot.
Is that because it's nearby?
Yes, it's nearby. And it's not Morrison's with the car park of hell with old people.
Oh, no, Morrison's is just awful to walk around. They've got crap in the middle of the aisle and you have to...
If we're doing Let's Shop, Morrison's would definitely get one or two.
They'd get minus from me.
Tesco's would get...
I'd say about... 57.
Drinkable.
Roasted salted peanuts. It tastes exactly that. Is this a bad time to say I'm allergic to peanuts?
No, you're not. You've had plenty of nuts in your time.
Yeah, but that's not for this podcast.
Anyway, we'll finish this beer off because it's certainly not awful. And we'll get back for beer number two. Beer number two this time. And... we are going to have to prep our pairing. So,
wow.
It doesn't actually say where the fill line is. I'm taking it's that line there.
So this is the food pairing.
I'm not going to tell them what it is.
You're not going to tell them. So you've mentioned a fill line. So anybody who actually uses these may...
So what I've done is I've filled it to the fill line with boiling water. I hope the cat doesn't now come onto my windowsill.
Your cat comes on the windowsill. I just thought that was you.
Bob. That should be my cat fridge, isn't it, Bob? Yeah,
Bob.
So while I'm stirring this, are you going to explain the beer?
Yeah, so this is $3.99 for a 330ml bottle. It's a strange size, 330ml. I like the strange shape, but it doesn't actually say the size. It's 9%. And this is Cloudwater... D-I-P-A V3, so that D-I-P-A stands for double IPA for you non-beery people. Oh yeah, there we go, it does say the size, it's in really small writing, 330ml. These are proper beer nerds. They mention what yeast they use, what bittering hops, what aroma hops, and what malts, down to like the names.
Are you going to refer to them as beer freaks as well?
So yeah.
You refer to...
Electric Bear.
Electric Bear. They got... I think they wear that with pride. Quite rightly. Maybe we should get some special key rings done.
Beer freak key rings.
We think you're a beer freak.
Definitely, yeah, I think that these guys are probably a little bit beer freaky. In a cool way.
I'm just going to take the kettle away so the cat doesn't go rock himself on it.
Definitely not beer freaks in a bad way. You know, like the traditional really white beard. And, oh, I really like beer, me.
You mean... camera.
Yeah, camera beer freaks, that's exactly it. We probably shouldn't piss camera off, because they might go, well, you know what, we've got pubs, get free beer and do a podcast, but...
Yeah, but then we'll do what all people...
Be their busy mates and do a government and do a U-turn.
Yeah.
No, all schools are not going to be academies.
Yeah, we'll go, are we...
Topical humour.
Topical humour. Now you've dated it.
Oh, dear.
I think I've got a decent size. I'm over the moon.
Yeah, over the moon. So, I will let this out. We have had this on draft at the Free Trade Inn in Newcastle.
Yes.
Well, Ouseburn, if you know the area.
Very good pub. Go to the toilets.
Yeah.
It's not one of them sort of toilet
people. Yes. Thank you, Phil. Very good pub. Go to the toilets.
It just got graffiti on.
Got 50p.
If you're a man and you go in them one in the toilet, you'll understand what I'm on about. Yeah. If not, that really does sound like I'm
soliciting.
Yes, as if I'm maybe
blowjobs in public toilets.
Gonna do a George Michael. I'm not driving to Snappy Snaps.
Joe Meek did that as well.
Yes.
Yeah. See, we're all fun of all sorts of facts. So it smells very. What's it? Fruity.
Very fruity, very hoppy, very.
I nearly forgot my words. It's a light kind of. I think yours is. Actually, you know, for saying I got the end of the bottle, mine's not much more thicker visually.
It's hard to describe, but. Num, num, num.
Just, you know, the initial flavour is just. Wow. You take an IPA.
And double just, it.
And double it. That's exactly it. And that's a hard thing to come across in terms of flavour. Because how do you double a flavour? But that is definitely...
Put more of the shit in.
You know, double the flavour. Well, no, because, you know, you have strawberries. Have one strawberry and it tastes okay. Have two strawberries and it tastes the same.
Yeah, but if you reduce the strawberries down... If you put them in a pan and reduce the liquid out...
Yeah.
You would reduce the flavour and it would be more flavoursome. You are a moron.
But you could do that with a single strawberry.
But if you infused it in vodka, right? Yeah. And you put one strawberry in, it tastes of the vodka.
It tastes like strawberry vodka.
If you put two in, it would taste more strawberry.
You think?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
We'll have to
experiment with this.
I've done that because I've got loads of flavoured vodkas.
You've not got strawberry bloody flavoured vodka.
No, but I used to have raspberries.
And strawberry flavoured vodka with one strawberry.
we need
to experiment and...
Get a government grant for it.
Yes. Government research grant into strawberry flavoured vodka.
I'm still eating the...
You still are eating the Haribo from the last podcast.
Yeah.
They've been sat there an entire week.
No, an entire couple of minutes.
Shh. The people need to think we do these on a weekly basis.
Anyway, do we... Oh, no, we've got to rate it. It's got to be up high.
You know what?
I don't think it's as good as Heisenberg.
But that's a problem because I think we rated Heisenberg wrong. Where's Heisenberg on here?
That's surely the top, isn't it? Is that not 72?
It is. It's 72.
Because I never put the other one on, the Black Stout. Never actually made it to the board. Let's get some lights on.
Get some lights on. So Heisenberg's 72.
I think, right, next show we've got a Heisenberg we bought. Today I bought one.
Yeah.
For the goodness of the show, we will leave that. The next show we will redo Heisenberg. We will reevaluate it because I'm not getting out now because I've had enough to drink that I wouldn't appreciate it.
And then we see if it needs readjusting.
Readjusting. Let's ignore Heisenberg at the moment on the board.
Well, if we're ignoring Heisenberg, I was going to say I wanted to give this 71-72.
71-72.
And I do agree that Heisenberg, I think, is a better drink. This is definitely kind of summery and very
good. Yeah.
But I think Heisenberg's flavours...
Yeah.
It's just a lot more complex and a lot more powerful, whereas this is just IPA, but better.
Yeah. So, yeah, next show will...
Well,
fuck it, I'm going to get a Heisenberg out.
You're going to get a Heisenberg?
Fuck it, I'm getting a Heisenberg out.
Okay, so Phil's going to get a Heisenberg. We need to compare this.
We're not going to drink all the Heisenberg. I'm going to drink that after the show.
Okay.
I'll just drink the rest of this after the show, gently getting drunker and drunker. Thinking this is getting very controversial here. So... This is really unknown. We'll add more beers into the mix.
So Heisenberg is 40p less than this, if I remember correctly. Although there's no price on DIPA. So
right.
Heisenberg is Heisenberg's double decoction Doppelbock from Electric Bear. Again, it's 9.1%, so it's on par alcoholic wise. It's the same size bottle.
Fucking hell, that's good. That's fucking good.
Heisenberg, yeah, Heisenberg needs more than 72.
What the fuck were we on there?
Are we comparing them to like something which?
It was a very early on show, and I think I was being mean spirited.
Because that is
my thing was let's be mean spirited. We had too good of a beer to start off very early on in the show.
Heisenberg's
like I would like to give it the Heisenberg up to the 80. The basic mix a mockery of our entire system, and we should close down right now and put ourselves in a cardboard box.
But why?
Or we should reevaluate every beer we've ever drank. That sounds far more fun.
Should have brought my black chocolate stout.
Have you bought another one of them, have you?
No, I've still not drank one. I've got it in the cupboard.
So do you think that would change that? No, I don't think it would change that.
I don't think we'd change it.
Well, once you've drank that, if we change it, then we...
In terms of comparison, I think... I want to say that's better than black chocolate stout.
That's fucking amazing, this.
Yeah.
This is going up right. Should we put that up to 79? The Heisenberg.
You know what? I would have said 81.
81? Are we actually putting this? Are we putting this into the super category? Should we?
Yeah.
Yes, we are, because it's fucking amazing.
Because
Heisenberg has just been put up to, I'm going to have to write it on the board so I don't forget. Big H on what?
You could have put it on your...
Yeah, but I'm putting it on here so I don't forget, because the others...
81. I'd say 81.
81.
Anyway.
It's a big H. Yeah. That is...
The first that high up.
So I think it was we peaked too early. We had that too early. It's an amazing fucking beer.
I think these are actually quite quite evenly matched breweries in terms of their beer nerdness mind.
Yeah,
they definitely.
And the Cloudwater stuff. Every time I've had it, it's just
it's good quality.
Really great. So yeah, I will probably message Electric Bear to tell them that we've upped their beer 10 points. Because we've just killed our own show!
Killed our own show. No, I think it's good. We've readjusted because we both know... We both said, you know, this isn't as good as Heisenberg. And when we both drank Heisenberg the other night in a lovely warm summer's evening, we both kind of agreed.
So, now we've...
It was rated wrong.
Now we've done this injustice. Now we've redone this... We have re-thingied the injustice of Heisenberg... We've now got to go on to the matter that we should have done about 10 minutes ago. Where do we put this on the board? Thinking Heisenberg is now 81. I would go for...
My original thought was 72.
72? Yeah, I'm quite happy with that.
Maybe I'm being harsh.
No. Let's put it 73.
Because it is a really good drink.
Yeah, 73. See, it's weird because we probably haven't given it that much justice because we've then just brought Heisenberg out that we've both said it's an amazing...
D-I-P-A.
Right. I shouldn't have put all those space bars in the way I did.
Yeah.
Anyway, so have double IPAs. If you see them, get them. I think... Amazing. What I would be amazed at is where we would put Double Jakehead that we had. It came out about Christmas time.
Yeah.
It was obviously a limited run because that was amazing. And I'm just wondering if that would beat Heisenberg in our estimations now. We're more professional. Should we go on to be a number three?
Double Jakehead? Well.
Well, not today, but what I'm saying is it would be an interesting one. I hope they do it again as a run so we can try that. Let's shut up about this and go on to
be another.
Oh, the food pairing. The food pairing that's probably now cooled that really, really undervalues this is Morrison's Sabres curry-flavoured pot noodle.
When did we go to Morrison's?
I don't know, but we're...
Oh, no, it was nearly...
Did I think I said...
It was a while back. It smells awful.
It makes chip shop curry smell taste nice.
Oh, dear. Yeah, don't buy that.
Don't buy that. Buy these two amazing beers.
Even if you like pot noodles. If you like the worst pot noodles, don't buy that. If you want to give you...
Both these beers are at Coppers of...
Today.
Well, Heisenberg definitely was today.
Yeah.
So if you listen
to... I'm pretty sure that was.
That might have been. I bought it the other week, but it might still be near. Yeah, we're going to beer number three. Well, we're actually going to relax and enjoy these beers for the next 10-20 minutes.
And then going to beer number three.
And then going to beer number three, probably a lot more jolly. Okay, we're off to beer number three. I think really this beer is coming on after Pink Floyd, David Bowie, Led Zeppelin, something like that. It's come on after an amazing beers.
Well, it is beers, because beer number two ended up being two different beers.
Yeah, beer number... So this is beer number four, really, or...
Yeah.
Is it beer number...
I mean...
Two A and two B?
Or is it beer number seven or six, or... We lose that count.
Just to say that the chances of us being... Obviously, we'll pair it fairly, but...
Yeah, I mean, we're not gonna bully it out and say no.
But it is...
So, it was $3.39 from...
Be better than them two.
Coppers.
Yes. I think they should give us some money because we spend a lot in there.
We should tell him who we are and keep tweeting him a bit because he says hi to us all the time. I don't think he knows who we are.
No.
This is Anarchy Brew, Done Time. It is a barrel-aged stout Pinot Noir. It's a 330ml bottle and it is 7.2%. We're going to be mashed at the end of this.
Especially when I'm drinking that, the rest of that Heisenberg. That I will share with you afterwards.
So I've had this one before. You haven't.
I haven't.
I
might have, because I've had a lot of the... Is this an Anarchy one?
No, yeah.
Yeah.
It's an Anarchy.
It's a very good brewery. It's another one of those breweries, if you're out with Wylam, with them... I've just had a massive pause while I try and think of other breweries. There's loads of them now that we're sort of... go-to breweries. These again are ones, if we haven't had it, we will always...
I don't know where Anarchy Brew's at, because it's not the one that you thought it was, because that's the other one.
Yeah. That's Alchemy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I said that.
Because we get mixed up all the time.
Yeah, well, we get mixed up easily. We're not very good at this.
Beer malarkey.
Yeah, we should really... Like I said, somebody that actually knows about beer should start a beer podcast.
So it's a very dark stout. You can't actually see through it in terms of stouts, whereas the previous ones we've had, they've let a little bit of light through. It smells like a stout. There's no significant smell that comes through.
I think I'm a little drunk.
Do you think you're a little drunk?
Anyway.
And you drink it. It drinks like a stout. I don't know if the other beers have ruined it.
Yeah, I feel sorry for this beer because it's...
Because I enjoyed it when I had it on my own and it was the only beer I had.
I think the thing
but
is...
But I can't tell if that's just because of the mood I was in.
Compared to the stuff that we had last episode, about half an hour ago, it's certainly the weakest of them three.
Yeah.
But that's again, it's sort of going... Having something really, really good and being the weakest of them. That analogy is
You know, if you're standing against what is, the best, it doesn't mean that you're the worst. It just means that you could be average.
But this is above average.
Yeah.
This isn't fucking, if I got
I'd be over the moon
with this.
You know, if you were trying to play basketball against, say, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but that's
you're gonna look crap. You play basketball against me, you're going to look good.
Yeah, but that analogy goes with anything. It's
because we've had some really impressive beers over this last, half an hour of this podcast.
This is Black Sabbath, they were Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. In terms of this podcast, in terms of the previous I still think that kind of stands. The other stouts on the previous episode.
You know, the other stouts were, you know, if we get better than that, we're going to be very happy. We're overjoyed with these two episodes because, quite frankly, we've had some of the best beers we've had in a long time.
Yeah.
So good, we had to bring out a good beer to up it because our scale was wrong.
Yeah.
So,
have you got a figure in mind?
No, because I need to. Because I'm seeing double. So last episode, because we've got to really compare it with stouts. The last episode, the Newcastle and the Big Mofo
were 70. Now, when you look at the,
I would think maybe 63, 64. What's 63?
63 is Northern Alchemy and Brewdog Newcastle's Grapefruit and Rosemary Sour.
Slightly better than that.
66 is Swanee Brewery Island Hopping.
65 then? The Island Hopping.
I would have said it's probably on par with that grapefruit.
Do you think? You think that?
And I don't enjoy
grapefruit. I think it was a bit better than that.
You?
Because I'm, but again, I'm more of a dark
just
drinker.
Because the grapefruit was different to an interesting. I think overall this is a good stout. It's a good flavour.
I would go for 60.
But I'd say it's,
I would go
it's
for 64.
I want to go
to
63. 64. 63
and a half. Can we do halves?
I don't think we can do halves.
Right, 64 then. You twat.
I want to say 63. 64,
you
63.
Twat. 64, you twat.
Because it's, to me, the flavours don't stand out to be different.
64. It's written down on the now you can't press delete. That is wrong. It's wrong. I'm saving it. Saved. It is now been saved to the desktop. Saved.
I just overdubbed the podcast before I uploaded it. 63.
We are pairing the 64 beer.
Three.
With Jammy Dodger raspberries.
We've not argued about a beer this much.
Isn't the booze and the fact that we're just
idiots
laughing at everything. Would you like a Jammy Dodger?
Yes, please. Thank you.
I'll have a Jammy Dodger.
I still think 63.
I think 64, and I'm always
the flavours
right.
The flavours are
too... I am always right.
They're not different enough. For
I am point. Always right.
They are not. It's just
bald people are righter than long-haired people. Fact. Oh, that's it. Right, I'll redo it. This beans are 64. Fact. Can't argue now.
Shit, that's it.
That's it.
That's
you
it.
If you do that on Twitter, it's fact. Yeah. So must be fact on a podcast.
No, it's honestly, it is a really good stout. I just think it's not different enough.
It's a Jammy Dodger. What else can I say? I've had some beers. I think we're just high on life as well.
Why do the biscuits always fall apart on a fucking Jammy Dodger? You've got bits of Jammy Dodger all over your floor. You can't be happy.
I'd be happy. Right, anyway, shall we go into the sum up? Well, to sum up, we had the honey brown ale. It was meh.
No, I mean, it was all right. It's not more than meh. It was whatever number we gave it.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
It wasn't crap.
We then went on to the
double IPA from Cloudwater. Sorry, double IPA V3.
That then caused controversy.
Yeah.
Ooh. More controversy than when Blue Peter named a cat.
Was it a cat that was controversial?
Yeah.
Was it more controversy than when Blue Peter did drugs?
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon.
So then that added, we have to then reevaluate our entire lives. Well, a beer. That's meant that basically we have upped Heisenberg that we did very early on. I can't remember, was that show one or two? Three?
Oh, I don't know.
It was very early on, though.
Yeah.
Up a lot anyway, and we put that, and then we had a nice stout
from Anarchy.
From Anarchy, I think you can probably tell we've had a drink and just...
Yeah, I mean, overall, I think we've had a good...
The last two podcasts have been excellent.
Yeah, in terms of beer.
I mean, I've had a great night tonight. I don't care about what the listeners think at the moment. We've had a great night sitting, drinking, talking...
And getting slowly drunk.
Slowly drunk?
Well, I mean, I hope you listeners appreciate is actually we're drinking, you know, not a lot of beer, but it's in a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
A podcast, what, about 30 minutes? That's three beers, half each. So that's like a pint and a half each within 30 minutes. Yeah. And then we tend to do two podcasts at once.
Yeah.
So we're doing three pints in an hour,
gets to
me. Necking it back.
Yeah. We're really pleased with the beers we've had. The podcast probably up to shape because we're just going. tweet us at tweety tweet tweet tweet.
You got an email from Student Loans, letter.
Well, yeah, I get one every year telling us how much I owe.
They send me one sometimes.
The student loans actually know where I live. The tax man doesn't. The tax man still puts it to my mum and dad's address.
Oh, well.
The student loans were for university educated and know how to work out how where somebody lives from where they
possibly.
Work.
Possibly. I mean,
tweet us at Formal Shark.
Yeah, email is in sharks@formalshark.co.uk.
The internet is www.formalshark.co.uk. Well, actually, the internet's a bunch of computers connected together that share information.
Yeah, I mean, that's going probably far too away from beer podcasts and too much into your normal job.
Just educate them.
Educate them.
Because I said it was on the internet. Maybe we
and when you turn it off and on, it's not the button on the screen.
Yes, maybe we should be more educational and say...
Don't drink and drive.
To find us on the Google.
The Googles.
The Google.
Just put Formal Shark in.
Yes.
Because
that is the internet.
It doesn't work on Bing. Works on Google, but not Bing. But that's because Bing's shy.
Yeah.
Fuck Microsoft.
Fuck the police.
Exactly.
This is getting real. You know, we are meant to be a sophisticated podcast that want to get in with breweries and be like really, really sophisticated. Yeah.
And we're just drinking and getting drunk. We're two idiots that have got two microphones.
But what's really thing is we're now on to 35 minutes probably by the time we put the Bing Bings in.
One listener will be alright because within the perfect
time. Let's mug them off. Right. Let's get this podcast over 40 minutes.
So he's got to sit in the car listening to us.
Sitting on the drive, the one listener going, no!
Well, you know what? The one thing we have learned from this podcast is that you want to be really awful to somebody, buy them a container's worth of Morrison's Savers curry pot noodles.
Yeah.
And just deliver it them, but with not enough postage.
And what
so
we learned last...
to pay for the postage.
And what we learned last podcast was...
Haribo.
Go with everything.
After a week of sitting there.
Or 10 minutes.
We're giving them an illusion.
The illusion.
Yeah.
Woo!
That's ghosts. Different.
Sounds like an illusion. Like David Copperfield and shit.
Dear. Overall, I mean, the final beer was 63.
Was it? I can't remember. It was 64! It was definitely 64.
Phil must be drunk.
It was definitely 64.
Phil must be
drunk. It was definitely 64 because I added fact on the end.
Yeah, you did.
Like C-Fax. I think we could go now. Because... our one listener's now really needing a piss to go in the house now.
I can't believe
come home from
still
work.
Listen to these.
Or even worse, he's listening to one in the morning and he's now sat in the car park going, I've got a clock in! I've got 9 o'clock! Let me in! I've got a clock in!
No, he's a manager, isn't he? He just wants
we're being very
he
specific now. If we have got more than one listener, email in you get!
Exactly. Or you know, Twitterers. Or
and then we'll tailor the show to you.
Yeah.
Rather than our one listener.
Remember, you can always sponsor our podcasts or something. Just buy us a beer and we'll say your name on business or something.
Yeah.
Like
if you're a brewery and you're listening to this, God help you.
Oh, I mean, if it's a grass company. If a grass company goes, here's some beers... Will you tell people that they should get their grass from Joe's Grass Shop?
Yeah.
Or something like that. It doesn't matter. We'll I mean, we'll do out for beer.
Pub? Or pub, than... that's a good one. If you're a pub, yeah, give us a beer. You can fiddle it on your taxes anyway. We don't put it through Panama, though.
Yeah.
Just normal business expenses, because that's not dodgy.
Yeah.
Rather than going through Panama, that is dodgy. David Cameron.
It's certainly a little bit dodgy.
And Hermione Granger.
Did she have Panama accounts?
Well, I didn't read the article, but it flashed up on...
I didn't read the article, but her picture was with the headline, so it
on MSN or whatever it is, what's the one that comes with Microsoft. I just seen it today, and it was like, oh, I'm not clicking that.
No, I'd probably pause it. I don't want that.
Not work.
So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't take much to become a sponsor for us, because...
Unless we're big and famous now, when you binge watching in 10 years' time,
yeah,
when we're and like then, big and famous, and we're like and bigger than Beyonce,
yeah, and then we're not desperate.
And then we're not desperate, and but you've got to give us like a car or something.
Anything to make it cheaper, because these beers are quite expensive.
Yeah, you could buy us a pack of Haribo.
No, we don't want a bag of that. We want a beer,
preferably a beer.
Yeah, because a bag of Haribo's like 50p, whereas a beer's like 3-4 quid.
Yeah, but at the moment, 50p is better than a Haribo. That's better than...
Don't give them options. We just want the beer. If we give them options.
So, for a gold Rolex, you can sponsor the show?
Yeah, send us a gold Rolex. A real one, not a fake one, mind. We know the difference.
I would you?
No, but don't let it on. They think we'll not know the difference. They'll start sending us fake Rolexes from, like,
it's Rulix.
China.
Rulix.
Rulix.
Anyway, should we end this show? We're just dithering on.
Exactly.
And I want to drink this beer, enjoy this beer, and then crack open the rest of that Heisenberg.
Yeah.
Secretly hoping you fucked off home, so I can have it all.
Secretly wishing. And then does that mean you can have a cheeky play with yourself as well?
Oh, that beer, I bloody would. Anyway, good night. God bless. No, I don't even believe in God.
God bless.
Happy Hanukkah.
I mean, that's probably just as bad as God bless in terms of religion. Anyway, whatever.
We'll not be religious. How do we not be religious?
Find a beer. Cheers.
Cheers. You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.